Vishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kivalam Kulu Nasteva 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 Gatiranyata.
Yes.
When you deal with the temple president, the answer is always yes. So, this is the beginning of a new year. So, we all make, well, some of us make New Year's resolutions. So, my New Year's resolution is I intend this year to get more serious and more sincere about my spiritual life. I am now 60 years old. The clock is ticking. And I only have a few years left to become self-realized, to become, like he said, pure. So I would like to sing and comment upon a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we'll take it one verse at a time. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Guna Chanda Boli. Also, we will continue to be individual living entities. Currently, we are hybrid, a mixture of matter and spirit. The soul right now is embodied. We learned that also, very beginning of second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Dehi snosmin yata dehe, the embodied soul. So we're mixed up. So, Jeev Jago, this song is telling us it's time to wake up. So someone may say, wait a second, I'm already awake. How many of you have seen that movie Inception, or which I call Deception? How many people have seen that movie? Oh, you're nobody's admirer. I was thinking everybody would raise their hand, or maybe some of us are ashamed to raise our hand. But you've seen it, right? So the whole movie is about dream within a dream within a dream within a dream. Eventually, they had some concepts there that parallel the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, there is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says the hidden meaning of the Vedas is that everything in material existence is a dream. Your job? That's a dream. You're a man? No, you're dreaming you're a man. You're a woman? You're President Obama? You're all simply dream. These are not reality. Another way of looking at it, this material existence, Lord Mahavishnu breathes out, all the universes become existent. Lord Mahavishnu inhales, everything annihilated. And what's he doing while that's going on? He's dreaming. He's in called Yoga Nidra, mystic divine slumber. So even in that sense, it's a dream. And a few years ago, I went through the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, and I must have found about 50 verses at least, which describes material existence as a dream. So it's definitely there in Srimad Bhagavatam that this material existence is just like a dream. It's not reality. Just like we all have dreams. Some of us, sometimes we have good dreams and sometimes we have bad dreams, nightmares. Now the good dream, we don't want to wake up. And that was one of the things in the movie. The guy's wife didn't want to wake up out of the dream, right? She wanted to, because in the dream everything was idyllic. But the guy said, no, it's time to wake up. But she wanted to stay in the dream. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Because I was wondering, I understand this right. So, that is just like us. Some of us are also like that. When we're informed that there is a spiritual reality and the whole purpose of life is to come out of this material existence and enter that spirituality, some people say, no, I like being here in Pacific Beach. I like being in Beirut. I like being in Baghdad or Darfur. Some people are reluctant. I might have told you in previous visits, some years ago, I was invited by my grandson's fifth grade class to speak on some concepts of Krishna consciousness. So I was explaining, and I told all the fifth graders, all right, right outside this classroom is a rocket ship. And after class, anyone who wants to go to the kingdom of God, you just have to go into this rocket ship. So then I asked, students, how many want to come with me to the rocket ship? Out of 30 students, only 5 raised their hand. Luckily, one of them was my grandson. Otherwise, he would have gotten it. So I asked the kids, only 5? Only 5? I said, why don't you want to go? And they said, because we want to stay here and play our video games. So this is exactly the situation of the conditioned soul. He doesn't want to wake up from the dream. Either he doesn't believe that there's another existence. That's some people, atheists, gross materialists. They think, oh, this dream, that's all there is. There is no other. But we are informed in the Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Brahma Samhita, that there is a real existence, a transcendental spiritual existence. In fact, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the very few first verses is all about the dreamlike existence of the material world and how this world is a perverted reflection of the transcendental world where there is beautiful Radha and Krishna. And the whole message of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, The whole message is that is where we belong. That is where we come from. And that is the whole goal of yoga, of spiritual life, of self-realization. Our magazine, the magazine of the Hare Krishna movement, Back to Godhead. That word, back, what does that mean? You can't go back to some place that you were never from. Back means you were once there, you're going back. Just like I've come to San Diego, but tomorrow I have to go back to where I came from. So Prabhupada's whole sentence, back to Godhead, means we were originally with God. But now we're in this dream called California. Also, there's another explanation Prabhupada gives one time, how actually we are still there in the spiritual world and we're dreaming this. How's your dream going? You like your dream? Depends on the time of day, actually. Sometimes it's good dream, isn't it? When you're enjoying. But when you're suffering, when you're sick, then you don't like the dream so much. So, Jeev Jago. And it says, Gora Chanda Bole. This is Lord Chaitanya. He's speaking. He's saying to everyone, it's time to wake up out of the dream. Jeev Jago, wake up sleeping souls. This song is the second part of another song. In the first part of the song, it was explained how Lord Chaitanya would get up early in the morning with his associates and they would go through the streets of Nadia with drums and kartals and would loudly chant and they would tell everybody, hey, time to wake up. Come on, wake up. As it says here, Kota Nidra Jao. How long are you going to remain sleeping? But sleeping how? Maya Pishachira Kole, in the lap of the witch. Yes, he uses harsh words here. Witch. That we are all sleeping on the lap of material existence, Maya, the material energy, which is a dreamlike state. Because the very word Maya means illusion, that which is not. Say you had a nightmare. I have sometimes nightmares. And then you wake up, it was just a dream. You feel such a relief to find out, all this stuff that was happening, and it was so real, you could feel it. I remember as a little child, one time I had a dream that somebody stabbed me with a knife, and when I woke up, I was, and I actually felt a little pain in my back, but then I realized, it was just a dream. What a relief. But Maya, when you're having a good dream, you don't want to wake up. Like, my favorite dreams are the flying dreams. Anybody ever have flying dreams? Aren't they great? Oh, I love those flying dreams. But then you wake up. Let me go back to sleep. I want to fly some more. Nah, doesn't work that way. So, Lord Chaitanya is pointing out to every one of us, we are sleeping in a dreamlike sleep, dreamlike state. There's another expression, night dream, daydream. So the night dream, we all know what that is. But the daydream is, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a priest, I'm a musician. We identify with our material lives. But that's also a dream. It's a daydream. It's not reality. Say I'm big Kobe Bryant Everybody's chanting my name when I go to the basketball. Kobe! Kobe! You know, how long I can be Kobe? One life. That next life be Adobe. So these are all. And the day will come. The day will come. Even if you're not Krishna conscious, everyone will realize at the time of death, it was all a dream. At the time of death, then everyone will realize, oh, this whole thing was just a dream. Sometimes that happens in a marriage. It happens. Married couple been together for so many years. After 25 years, the wife finds out the guy had 20 other wives all over the country. And here she thought, I was the only one. Or sometimes a brutal divorce. Or sometimes you enter into a business deal with somebody. Then after so many years, you find out the guy's been cheating you. I have a friend, devotee friend in Panama, Shamachandra Das. So he has a business, a watch business. So every year, once or twice a year, I visit him. I go to his shop. I know all of his employees. So after, with one employee who he had for maybe 10 years, and she was having a responsible position in the company, he just told me back in November. I said, how? Because we used to joke with her and she would say Hare Krishna. So I said, how is she doing? He said, oh, I had to fire her. I said, why? Because we found out that she was taking so much money from the business, taking all the clients and making side deals. So, illusion. So the day will come for all of us. That day will come when you will realize, oh, this whole thing was an illusion, was a dream. It wasn't real. So Lord Chaitanya is asking us, how long will we sleep in this lap of the witch called Maya? Let's go to verse 2. Are you ready to go on?
Sure.
Is it okay? Are you enjoying? Well, good, thank you. You get a ding. Very good.
Ajiva bodhiyo eshe Sankara bhitane Bhuliya rahile tumi Avidyara bhare Ajiva bodhiyo eshe Sankara bhitane Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, clap your hands please, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody please, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare
on time. In the second verse, Lord Chaitanya infers something that we learned from Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto. Lord Kapila Dev is instructing his mother, Devahuti, and very long section, starting with chapter 25 all the way through 32. That's like 8 chapters, right? My math correct? Thank you, Jagadha. So one of those chapters, I know, the bell is a good prop, isn't it? Also, it wakes up anybody who's sleeping. So one of those chapters, Kapila Dev describes life in the womb. Very, very scientific, exact description by Lord Kapila of what it's like for the living entity in the womb of the mother from the moment of conception till the time it takes birth, and then he actually goes through the whole life cycle. So he says here, when you were in the womb of your mother, you promised God that you would serve him, that you would surrender. And that's exactly what's explained by Lord Kapila. The good soul. The good soul in the womb of the mother by the seventh month realizes, oh, I've taken birth again? Oh, man. How stupid could I be? I've taken birth again. And the soul, the baby in the womb, is experiencing not a very comfortable situation. The head is, like we say, the fetal position. I'm sure maybe there's some yoga pose, fetal pose. Is there? Who does yoga? Do they have any like pose like that? They have so many poses, huh?
The baby pose.
So it's true. I couldn't do. No way I could do. So the child in the womb is being bitten by worms and other kinds of things in the womb of the mother. And if the mother eats hot, spicy food, it burns the baby's tender body. What to speak of the mother is smoking or doing drugs. The child is experiencing all that. So Kapila Dev says the baby in the womb prays to God, please get me out of this situation. It's like being a bird in a cage. Please, my Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise you I'll serve you. I promise you I'll be your devotee. But what happens when we come out of the womb of the mother? Maya is so powerful, so strong, we forget. And everybody is pinching us and coddling us and telling us, oh, you're so cutie-cutie. So we forget. We immediately begin to identify with that present body, the present family. In another song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes it that when you are a little child, you think, oh, life is great. This is the life. So we fall into illusion. So Lord Chaitanya is reminding us, hey, you promised when you were in the womb of the mother that you would surrender. So Lord Chaitanya says, now it's time to pick up what you promised. Surrender to Krishna. Let's go to verse 3. Domare loite ami vainu avatar ami vinna bandhuar ke ache to ma. Together. We're all in the dream. He says, I have descended as the avatar. In fact, it is confirmed. Lord Chaitanya is the Kali Yuga avatar. Every age has their avatar who gives the process of liberation. So Lord Chaitanya says, I have descended just to reclaim you, just to wake you up, just to take you back to where you're home. In the Bible, there's the story of the prodigal son. So we're all prodigal sons. We have all left our home with Krishna, every one of us. So Lord Chaitanya has come to take us back home. That is Lord Chaitanya's external mission, to take everyone back home, back to Godhead. He says, other than me, who is your real friend? This is such a nice thing. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, I am the well-wishing friend of everyone. Everyone. All living entities. Not just the human. All the living beings. How can he do that? Because he's in your heart. Not only is he in your heart, but he has accompanied you birth after birth after dream after birth after dream, because we've been dreaming a long time, perhaps 8,400,000 times. Each birth is a new dream. And in each of those dreams, Krishna has accompanied you in your heart. Say you have a very good friend. I assume she's your good friend, right? But can she get as close as Krishna in your heart? Even if she wanted to, she couldn't. But Krishna, because the soul is in the heart. The real, step outside your body, I want to talk to you. So Krishna, you, the real, what's your name, by the way?
Jalaluddin.
Did I say that right?
Deen.
Jalaluddin. All right. So Jalaluddin. Later you can tell me what it means. Which rhymes with Jalaluddin. So, the real Jalaluddin is living in the heart, and right next door, your closest neighbor is, actually he's your landlord, Krishna. But he's a good landlord. He's not a nasty landlord. So, he has accompanied you whatever birth you have taken. You may have a good friend, or a good wife, or a good husband, but that's this life. But who loves you, baby? Life after life after life. That's Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. There's no difference. It's not that Prabhupada made this a point once. Don't think that Krishna is, Lord Chaitanya is an incarnation of Krishna. No, he is Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. In the mood of Srimati Radharani. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj also says that Lord Chaitanya is in the heart as super soul. So he's there. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, since I have come to reclaim you, since I have come to wake you up out of the dream, what better friend could you have? If you're lost and somebody comes to guide you, That person is so important, that this particular person, you're lost, you don't know where to go, somebody knows the way, follow me, and now you're safe and sound. So Lord Chaitanya and Krishna are always there to guide us. The super soul is waiting for us to turn to him, to take direction. All we have to do, right? Another movie. Wizard of Oz. At the end, her guru, the good witch of the north, that was her guru, told her, oh, you had the power all along. And I was thinking, hey, why didn't you tell her in the beginning? But then she said, but you had to find out for yourself, otherwise you wouldn't believe me. And all she had to do was click her heels and chant the mantra. She gave her a mantra. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no... And then... She's back in the dream of Kansas. Wizard of Oz was a dream. When she went back to Kansas, another dream. Although, they don't believe that. So, same thing. It'll be explained in the next verse. That Lord, just like Dorothy, you're given a mantra. Now, we don't have to click our heels 3 times. But it'd be a good idea to dance and chant. All you have to do is say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Lord Chaitanya has descended. So that's the next verse, which is my favorite verse. I love this verse. Enechi Ashadi Maya Nashi Varo Lagi Parinama Mahamantra Lao to me Agi Enechi Ashadi Maya Nashi Varo herbal potion medicine. Very special medicine. Lord Chaitanya says, I have brought. So Lord Chaitanya is the best doctor. Don't worry about Obamacare. You have the best doctor in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I have brought aushadi, the medicine. Now watch this. Maya Nashi Baro Lagi, that will destroy the illusion of Maya. It will obliterate Maya. And what is it? Hari Nama Mahamantra. The holy names of God in terms of the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, this is the medicine that will wake you up. This is the medicine that will cure this disease of illusion. It's called the Maha Mantra. Because you can go to the pharmacy, hundreds and hundreds of medicine, and each medicine is for a particular disease. When you turn in your prescription, the pharmacist has to give you the prescription that matches your disease. If he gives the wrong medicine, it could even kill you. When Yoko Ono and John Lennon were discussing with Prabhupada, so Yoko Ono thought she was real smart. It's on the tape, you can hear. She says in her smart aleck voice, oh, any name of God is okay. Why do you have to chant Hare Krishna? So Prabhupada was very expert. So he explained to her this example, that yes, there are so many medicines, but you need the specific medicine for the specific disease. So in this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya has brought the specific medicine to cure the disease of illusion. And it's super generic. It is free. Where do you see the drug companies, rascals, giving free medicine? No, you got to pay. I had a friend. He had a heart attack. And after the heart attack, or maybe for, I forget if it was to solve the heart. Anyway, one pill, $10,000. He told me, because I went to see him in the hospital after the heart attack. And he told me, one pill, $10,000. So Lord Chaitanya has brought the greatest medicine. Because, say, like he, say you get the pill that cures your heart attack, but you're again going to take birth, and again you're going to have a heart attack. You want the medicine that'll end all this nonsense once and for all. Wake up out of the dream. So Lord Chaitanya says, I have brought this medicine that is going to cure the disease of illusion once and for all. And it's free. This is so great. Prabhupada never charged any money for the Hare Krishna mantra. Other yogis, they were charging $35 for a private mantra. But then later on they found out some of us had the same private mantra. That was $35 back then. But Prabhupada was giving the Hare Krishna mantra freely to everyone. Lord Chaitanya the same way was giving the Maha Mantra to everyone. The caste Brahmins were very upset with Lord Chaitanya. They went to the Chandkazi, and in their stupidity, they said to the Chandkazi, if everyone is chanting the name of God, then the value of the mantra goes down. They were applying stupid economics to the chanting of the holy name of God. Dodo head. This is transcendental. Nothing can affect it. It's the holy name of God. It's the aushadi. It's the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion. So Lord Chaitanya says, Lao, please take it. It's like mothers, you all know, when your child gets sick, does the child want to take medicine? What does the child do? Yeah. So you have to disguise it or trick, or sometimes you just got to shove it down the throat. Sometimes, unless you have a perfect child. But sometimes you have to take the medicine somehow or other. So Lord Chaitanya is begging, please take this medicine that I'm giving you. Please take it. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. He's giving the mantra and he's saying, please take this Maha Mantra. Last verse. Bhakati Vinoda Prabhu Charane Patiya She Hari Namandra Loilo Matiya Bhakati Vinoda Prabhu Charane Patiya She Hari
the author of
of the song Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is called the pioneer to bring Krishna consciousness to the West. Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted the appearance of Srila Prabhupada. He predicted that soon someone will come and will spread this Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. That is our Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, in his song here, because he is honest, Mahatattva was talking about honesty. He said some really nice things, Mahatattva. Really nice what you said at the beginning about honesty and purity. So the Vaishnava, if he's going to sing something, it's something that he himself believes and practices. So the song ended where Lord Chaitanya is saying, please take the medicine. So what does it say here? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fell at the Lord's feet and I took the Maha Mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. So the conclusion of the question I will ask, how many of us will follow the advice of Lord Chaitanya, fall down at his feet and take this Maha Mantra that he's given? How many? Anyone who doesn't, you're in the wrong church. Everyone should be willing to fall down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and take this Maha Mantra. So now, it's time for the Olympics. Are you ready? I don't know who won last time. I don't keep score. I will chant the Maha Mantra. And since this is America, ladies first. So I chant, ladies chant. I chant, men chant. And where's Mahatattva? Why did he leave? He should be the judge. Can you be the judge? The impartial Brahmin judge? Good. Remember, you were the one who brought up the whole thing of honesty. So I'm just holding you to it. All right. We're looking for who chants with the most... What's the word I want to use? Bhakti. Who said that? Very good. Good word. So we're looking for the one who chants with the most bhakti. And this way, he's the judge. Nobody can get on my case. I chant, ladies chant, I chant, men chant. Are you ready? Yes. Sit properly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Distinguish yourselves. All right, this time, men first and then ladies afterward. So I won't chant. Men, you do it. Then when they're done, ladies, rock the house. Are you ready? Yep. Men, are you ready?
Yes.
Whenever you're ready.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Let's do it one more time. All right. Again, men first, then the ladies. Are you ready, men? One, two, three, go!
Hare Krishna.
So I think we'll just leave it as a tie. Give yourselves a big hand. We have 5 minutes. If anybody has a burning question, we have 5 minutes before kirtan. Yes, sir.
So why is the Maha Mantra better? I mean, why is the Maha Mantra like the Maha Mantra?
Okay, the Maha Mantra is the Maha Mantra. Golokera Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtana. First of all, this is the only thing that doesn't get imported from China. This Maha Mantra was imported from reality, from the spiritual world, Goloka. It's coming from Krishna's planet. What is this Maha Mantra? Okay. When Krishna plays his divine flute, those who have the proper tuning channel, those who have purified senses, those who are on Krishna's level of consciousness, they can hear that flute and it drives them mad. And they run to where that sound is coming, for that sound of Krishna's flute is so powerful. They stop whatever they're doing and they run. So that flute is there within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's there. And how do you know that you've achieved perfection in chanting? Because when you chant, you'll hear that flute. So keep on chanting till you hear that flute. And the trick is, if you can come to that stage, you won't be able to stop chanting. It'll be too good. We're just beginning to chant. We haven't really chanted yet. We're apprentices. We're practicing. But when we really become Krishna conscious, and then we chant, what does Rupa Goswami say? I want millions of tongues and millions of ears. Then maybe I can appreciate this Maha Mantra. It's the Maha Mantra because, all right, there are 1,000 names of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranam. You chant that Vishnu Sahasranam 3 times, you get the same benefit from one utterance of the holy name, Rama. Everyone say,
Rama.
So just consider now. How many of you do Vishnu Sahasranam? I know some of you do. How long it takes?
At least half an hour.
I get the same benefit by one utterance of Rama, and that was a nanosecond. I don't know about you, but I'll take the shortcut method. And everyone say the name of Rama 3 times.
Rama.
You get the same benefit by one utterance of the name Krishna. Everyone say
Krishna.
So just think how powerful. I like to say the Hare Krishna mantra is the mantra on steroids. It is the most powerful. Lord Chaitanya confirms it is the most powerful. There are so many mantras. There are so many Vedic hymns. But this Maha Mantra, nothing is as powerful. We need it. Because we're in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya brought this medicine because we are really in illusion. In Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, they weren't as much illusion as we are. We are really in the dream. In the movie, right? They went to like six levels, right? So we don't even know how far into the dream level we are of material existence. So we need something to really pull us out of the illusion. So Lord Chaitanya gave you the most powerful of all the mantras, the Maha Mantra. Everyone raise your hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does that satisfy you? If you need a further explanation, Dravida Das would be a better person to answer. I can only give simple answer. All right, we're out of time. The Super Bowl is over. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.